Chapter 6. Lost and Found. The next morning, the first visitor to the house next door was Mr. Carmichael, back from Russia. But when he came into the house, his face was sad. Mr. Carrisford knew the answer at once.
"You didn't find her," he said.
"I found her,"
Mr. Carmichael said,
"but it was the wrong girl. Her name is Emily Carew, and she's much younger than Ralph Crewe's daughter. I'm very sorry."
"We must begin again,"
said Mr. Carrisford, unhappily.
"But where? It's 2 years now. 2 years.
"Well, she isn't at a school in Paris. We know that,"
Mr. Carmichael said.
"Let's look at the schools in England now."
"Yes," said Mr. Carrisford.
"Yes, we can begin in London."
"There's a school next door, Carmichael."
Perhaps it was the magic again. But at that moment, Ram Dass came quietly into the room.
"The little servant girl from the attic is here,"
he said to Mr. Carrisford.
"With the monkey. He ran away again last night to her room. Would you like to see her?"
"Yes," said Mr. Carrisford.
"Yes, I would. Bring her in."
And so Sarah came into the room and stood in front of the Indian gentleman. She smiled at him.
"Your monkey came to my room last night," she said, "and I took him in because it was so cold."
Mr. Carrisford watched her face with interest.
"That was kind of you,"
he said. Sarah looked at Ram Dass by the door.
"Shall I give him to the Lascar?" she asked.
"How do you know he is a Lascar?"
said Mr. Carrisford.
"Oh, I know Lascars," Sarah said. "I was born in India."
Mr. Carrisford sat up suddenly.
"In India?"
he said.
"But you're a servant at the school next door."
"Yes, I am now," said Sarah. "But I wasn't at first."
The Indian gentleman looked at Mr. Carmichael, and then Mr. Carmichael looked at Sarah.
"What do you mean by at first, child?"
he asked. "When father first took me to the school."
"Where is your father?"
said Mr. Carmichael.
"He died," said Sarah, very quietly. "His friend ran away with all his money, and there was no money for me. There was nobody to take care of me, so Miss Minchin put me in the attic and said I must work for my bread." The Indian gentleman moved in his chair.
What was your father's name?"
he said.
"Tell me."
Sarah looked at him sadly.
"Ralph Crewe," she said. "He died in India from a fever 2 years ago."
Mr. Carrisford's face went very white.
Carmichael,
he whispered.
It is the child. The child.
That was an exciting day for many people. At first, poor Sarah did not understand. But Mr. Carmichael talked to her quietly and told her everything. The true story about her father's friend and the diamond mines, and the 2 years of looking for Ralph Crewe's daughter. And all the time, she said later to Mr. Carrisford, when they sat by his fire, I was in the house next door. Tom Carrisford took her hand.
Yes,
he said.
And you're never going back there. Your home is with me now. I'm going to take care of Ralph's little missus.
Sarah laughed happily. And you were the friend too. All those beautiful things in my attic came from you. You and Ram Dass. Becky and I thought it was magic. The Indian gentleman smiled at her.
We were sorry for you, he said. Ram Dass can move very quietly, and he carried the things across the roof when you were out. I couldn't find Ralph's daughter, but I wanted to help somebody. And then Ram Dass told me about this sad, lonely little servant girl in the attic next door.
And so the story ended happily for everybody, but not for Miss Minchin. Sarah was very rich now, and Miss Minchin wanted her to come back to the school. She came to see Mr. Carrisford, but he said some very angry things to her, and she went away with a red face. Becky came to live in Mr. Carrisford's house too. She was Sarah's servant, and she was very happy. She had a warm room, nice dresses, and good things to eat every day. And she loved Sarah very much. Ermengarde often came to visit Sarah, and Sarah helped her with her school lessons again. Ermengarde was not clever, but she was a true friend. On that first day in the Indian gentleman's house, Sarah wrote a letter to her, and Ermengarde carried the letter into the schoolroom. There were diamond mines, she told Lavinia and the other girls. There were! There were millions and millions of diamonds in the mines, and half of them are Sarah's. And they were her diamonds all the time when she was cold and hungry in the attic. And she was a princess then, and she's a princess now.